Because now I can carry a whole library of thousands of books in this thing. And amazingly, it even has a Bible in it. In fact, it has lots of Bibles. And when you think about it, the Bible actually is a library of books itself. So when I think of the Bible, I think of it as the first iPad. And it's a wonderful iPad. Because it contains all that you need to know about life, and also all that you need to know about eternal life. The Word of God in print is the greatest blessing that we have in our world today. Because it's through the Bible that we know the truth about ourselves. And also, more importantly, we know the truth about God. I mean, think about it. What would we know about God if it were not for His written word? Now, two of the great books that are contained in the Bible were written by a man named Luke. And that is the Gospel of Luke and the Acts of the Apostles. Now, Luke, they think, the experts think that Luke was a Gentile. A Gentile. And also that he was a doctor. Paul calls him the glorious physician. And he was also a companion of Paul on his missionary journeys. So he shared in many of the trials and troubles that Paul had to experience. Now both of these books were written to a man named Theophilus.
Now
the scholars are not sure who he is.
很多的学者不知道他是谁,
but they speculate that he could have been a Roman official.
他们觉得他是一个罗马的, 就是上面的管理的人,
and he was a friend of Luke.
但是这个人也是这个, 他的朋友,
and he's worrying about the social impact that Christianity is having on the society at that time.
所以呢, 这位, 罗亚菲罗呢, 他就担心说, 这个基督教会不会影响当时他们时代的社会。
So he asked Luke about it, and Luke writes this book. Well, first, the first book, the Gospel of Luke, and then he writes this book to explain about Christianity, that it was no threat to the empire.
然后这个, 路加就写这个, 路加福音。
Now the good thing for us is that we still have these two books and we can still study them. And I've preached over the many years we've been at Agape, we've gone through many books. But I never went through the book of Acts. And so I thought, well, wouldn't it be great before I retire properly? If God spares me, then maybe I can go through the book of Luke. A book of Acts, sorry. Because Acts really shows us how the gospel spread from Jerusalem and out into the whole world, and ultimately right to us where we're sitting here now.
So, 使徒行传对我们很重要, 就是这个神的福音怎么样传到外邦里面, 然后现在传到我们中间。
So Luke begins the book in Acts by reminding Theophilus that this is not a new story.
所以呢, 这里呢, 就是, 路加就讲到, 这本书, 是我耕作以前我已经写过给你那本书之后的所写的。
But it's a continuation of the previous book, the book of Luke, right? Of the life of Christ.
就是我之前写给你是路加福音讲到耶稣的生平。
Now, as we read, Acts begins with the last view of Christ before he goes back to his Father in heaven.
这里一开始就讲到耶稣最后的这些时间没有回天家之前所做的事。
And so we call this book, the Acts of the Apostles.
所以我们就说这个是使徒里面所做的事情行传。
Now it's as Acts begins that we find that before Christ ascended to heaven,
但是当耶稣还没有升天之前
that he gives his disciples the promise, the power, and the purpose to keep us all serving the Lord.
就说耶稣给他们就说他们的应许告诉他们应该怎么样做然后才升天。
So let's pray together as we begin.
所以我们一起开始祷告。
Our gracious God and Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父神，我们伟大的神。
Lord, we are so thankful that you've ensured that the teaching of your sons was recorded and passed down to us by reliable witnesses.
我们感谢你，因为你所行、所做的事情，有这些的使徒们记录下来，传给我们。
You baptized them with your Holy Spirit.
你也将你的圣灵使到他们都被圣灵充满
so that they could recall the teachings of Jesus Christ accurately,
叫他们记得耶稣当时所教导他们的事
and so that we would know the truth about you,
叫我们可以明白你的真理
but they also give their lives, sealing their testimony with their blood.
我们看见他们用他们的血他们的生命所付出的所传递给我们
In so doing, they spread the gospel to Jerusalem, to Samaria, and then out to the whole world.
叫这个福音传从耶路撒冷到撒玛利亚传到地极
And now that gospel has reached us, we thank you so much.
直到我们这一群人我们这个时代还有你的福音
Now, Lord, we would pray that you would use us here at Chinese Gospel Church.
恳求神你祝福我们的华人福音堂
to continue this message of spreading the good news far and wide into the world.
是我们真的有这个负担去传递你所给我们这个好消息。
We know to do this, we need your Holy Spirit.
我们需要你的圣灵。
So may you fill us with your Spirit, we pray in Jesus' name.
愿你圣灵充满我们，催逼我们，奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen.All right, so today I wanted to talk about the last appearance of Jesus.
所以今天我想要讲到耶稣最后的就是在地上的这段时间。
The last instruction of Jesus.
他吩咐这些门徒们要做的事。
The last answer of Jesus.
就是最后的答案。
The last promise of Jesus.
他所应许他们的是什么。
And then finally, the last sight of Jesus.
最后是他们所见到的最后耶稣的一面。
So first of all, what can we learn about this last appearance of Jesus to his disciples?
耶稣最后的这一面，他是讲到什么东西呢？
Now maybe I could ask Remy to read it, verses 1-4.
就是我们一起念《使徒行传》的第一章1-5。1-3，提亚菲挪啊，我已经做了前书。论到耶稣开头一切所行所教训的直到他借着圣灵吩咐所拣选的使徒以后被借上升的日子为止他受害之后用许多的凭据将自己的话40天之久向他们显现讲说神国的事耶稣和他们聚集的时候吩咐他们说不要离开耶路撒冷要等候父所应许的就是你们所听见我说过的约翰是用水施洗但不过多时候你们要受圣灵的洗
You know, we think, don't we, how wonderful it would have been to see Jesus in the flesh.
有时候我们在想啊如果耶稣我们可以在地上见到他一面多么的好啊
But then we think how awful it would have been to see him crucified so cruelly and unjustly.
但是我们想啊他被残酷的这样对待 这样死很不公平，我们也不想要见到。
And then we think how amazing it would have been to see him raised from the dead.
哎呀，但是如果我们在世上会看见耶稣从死里复活，哇，真的伟大。
Well, as you read the book of Acts, you'll find that many of the people in this book actually did experience those things.
但是你知道吗？我们讲到这个《使徒行传》，这批人啊，都真的亲眼看到这一切的东西。
So this is why it's so good for us to study this book.
所以对我们来讲，去看这个《使徒行传》是非常有用的。
So first, notice what Paul what Luke tells us.
这里我们看看这个路加怎样说。
He tells us that Jesus was a teacher.
他说这个耶稣是一个教师。
He began to do and teach.
他不单只就是教，而且他去做。
Now, of course, we all know that, right? That Jesus was a teacher.
我们知道耶稣是非常好的教的。
But not so fast, because there's a tendency today, to downgrade the teachings and the doctrines of Scripture in favor of subjective experience.
但是呢，现在的人呢，对于耶稣的教导或者呢教义都觉得都不是很重要。
Now, of course, experience is inevitable.
觉得我自己亲身的经历，这个太重要了。
But we must always test our experience by the Word of God, by the teachings of Jesus.
但是这个不太对，因为呢，我们个人与神的经历一定要跟耶稣的教导是混合的。
John says in his letters, we must be constantly testing the Spirit.
约翰讲到，我们要常常的去试验这些灵。
Now this is important because when I first became a Christian, I was 19 years old when I became a Christian.
当我刚刚信主的时候，我是19岁。
And I got hold of a Christian book that taught that if I believed something strongly enough, and if I named it, and if I prayed in Jesus' name, then it would be mine, for sure.
因为我很喜欢看书，那本书教导什么呢？他说如果这个就是你找到耶稣的应许，然后你就是全心全意去相信这个事情，神一定要给你。
And one thing I always wanted, because ever since I've been born, my eyes have been damaged. That's why I have such thick glasses.
然后呢，在我的生命里面，我最想要是什么东西？最好的眼睛。
So I always wanted my eyes to be healed, so I wouldn't have to wear glasses, especially when I was a young man.
然后呢，因为我的眼睛一伸出来就不好了，所以我常常要用很厚的这眼镜，所以我很不喜欢。
So that one night I prayed and I said, Lord, I believe, I believe, I believe, I believe. Please heal my eyes by the morning.
然后我说，神啊，我相信，我相信，我相信，你可以医好我的眼睛。我明天起来了，我就不用戴眼镜。
And I went to bed thinking that when I wake up in the morning, I would be healed.
然后我说。哎呀，我相信明天我起来睁开眼睛就已经好了。
Well, you can imagine my disappointment when I awoke the next morning. The first thing I did was to reach for my glasses because nothing had changed.
然后明天早上一起来，第一样是我要戴上我的眼镜才可以看到东西，多么的失望。
So early on as a Christian, this taught me a very valuable lesson.
那对我来讲。一个年轻人，我觉得这个是很好的功课。
And that is that the teaching of men are not necessarily the same as the teachings of Jesus.
就是人的教导跟神的话语是两码事。
So we have to keep this in mind when we're reading books or even when we're listening to sermons.
所以当我们就是看其他的书籍，或者我们真的去，我们要小心，这些不一定是神的话语。
Our teachings as pastors, right? Our teachings as pastors are only as good as they reflect the teachings of the Scripture.
因为就是这个牧师的讲道，如果他的讲道是跟真正的圣经的教导有区别的话，你要小心。
So you guys need to pray for us, pastors. You need to pray for us, encourage us, so that we will keep on teaching the Word of God, not our own ideas.
所以你要为所有的牧师们祷告，说他们讲的道是神的话，不是自己的话。
Well, but Jesus was not just a teacher; it also says that he was a man of action.
耶稣不单只是一个很好的老师，他也是做了很多的事。
Jesus began to do and teach.
他做事，他就是教导。
And I read that, and I thought, you know, even Jesus had to begin a ministry before it was effective.
就说我看见耶稣要做事，就是他的事工才可以完成。
Now that's true of the Lord. How much more true is it of us?
那是耶稣，他都要做事。那我们只是跟随的门徒。
If we are going to accomplish anything for the Lord, then we have to begin to serve.
所以当我们说我们要侍奉神的时候，我们一定要开始的去做。
And sadly, often beginning to serve, that's the hardest part of the process.
那有时候觉得侍奉神呢不容易啊。
But unless we begin, nothing can be accomplished for the Lord.
如果我们不去开始去做的时候，这个事情就没有做。
It's a journey of 1,000 miles and all that, right?
就是像你要走千里路，你要有个开头嘛。
May all of us determine to begin to serve the Lord.
所以我们要有一个开始，一个决定，我们要去侍奉他。
Let's not be afraid to take that first step for Him, as the Lord did for us.
不要担心我开始的不好，不用。我们就去开始。
Now, it's interesting, the first thing that the Lord did, in verse 2, He chose certain men to be His apostles to continue His mission on earth when He returned to heaven.
就说我们觉得第二节里面讲到他拣选了一些使徒。
And this is why we use the term apostolic.
所以我们说使徒。
We trace our understanding about Christianity and about Christ back to Jesus and the apostles.
因为我们就是讲到圣经的时候，我们追溯到使徒他们的教训，耶稣的教训。
And this is why we're always so reliant upon the Bible. This is our primary source.
所以圣经对我们是非常重要的，是我们的根基。
And we need to anchor ourselves to it.
我们要牢牢地抓住神的话。
We must never move away from it.
不要离开这个道理。
No matter what our culture may tell us.
或者我们的环境，我们的教育都离开圣经了。
Right now, we know that our culture won't acknowledge the truth about God.
我们看见我们周围的环境，他们都非常反对圣经。
And it's so afraid now, it's so politically correct that it won't even acknowledge the truth about man either. It's getting really scary.
我们的社会现在甚至连人是什么，他们都开始远离这个道理。
So we need to make sure that we rest upon this foundation. Jesus was a teacher.
所以圣经里面讲到这个人就是我们这个这个根基是不可以逃离的。
But we also learn here that Jesus suffered, died, and rose again.
这里也讲到耶稣他怎么样的受苦，然后被钉，然后。
And he proved this by appearing to his disciples over a period of 40 days.
他复活之后，就是显现了40天。
So Jesus spent 3 years in ministry.
他用了耶稣用了3年的时候去传神的道。
He was crucified and he was buried.
然后他被钉了，然后埋葬。
Everyone thought that was the end of it.
所有的人都觉得这个就是结束了。
But after 3 days in the tomb, then he spent another 40 days in the flesh, proving himself to be alive by many infallible proofs.
但是3天之后，他从死里复活，然后显现给所有的门徒、所有的周围的人看了40天那么久。
And it means by saying that the proofs were very plain and easy to believe because they were so many and so certain.
就说他显现了40天那么长的时间，所有周围的这些人都见过这个复活的耶稣。
You see, if we meet a person for one day, we might forget them, right?
如果耶稣只是复活了一天，或者这些人都在想。
But if we meet with a person for 40 days, then there's no way we can forget them.
或者忘记了。但是如果你看见这个人40天，你怎么样可能忘记？
Well, this is what the risen Jesus did to make sure his disciples were certain of him.
所以呢，这里呢，就说耶稣怎么样的显示自己40天那么久，使到所有的人没有疑惑。
He interacted with them, he interacted with individuals and with groups.
他就是个别的跟人家说话，跟一组的人显现。
He even appeared with hundreds of people at one time.
而且呢，几百个人都见到耶稣。
And he allowed them to touch him.
他让他们去触摸他。
He ate and drank with them.
他跟他们喝。
And he taught them.
他教导他们。
And this tells us all we need to know about the risen Jesus.
知道。我们可以真的明白这个复活的耶稣。
Jesus also taught them about the kingdom of God.
耶稣也教导他们关于 将来的事。
See, Jesus wasn't interested in teaching his disciples about the Roman kingdom.
耶稣没有教导他们关于罗马的政府国度。
He wasn't interested in teaching the disciples about the kingdoms of the world that would come.
他也没有教导他们将来有什么的不同的时代、不同的王国要兴起。
Jesus taught them about the kingdom of God because he knew that that would outlive them all.
耶稣教导的是将来这个天国，因为这个天国是永恒的，不会因为时间就改变了。
And I was thinking, you know, perhaps this gives us a hint about our approach to politics.
我觉得这一点对我们是非常有用的，特别我们有时候在政治上面有不同的分歧。
You know, the political kingdoms of this world are not very significant.
因为其实世上的政治国度不是很长久的。
Just check history and you'll see that they rise up and they're gone.
你看看这个历史就告诉我们，哎呀，现在就这个人掌权，明天又另外一个人掌权。
And the political situations that we find ourselves in today, they will rise up and they will be gone too.
所以我们所崇拜的，觉得这个政治这个非常好，明天又就没了。
They have no future.
没有未来的。
And without Christ, we have no future either.
如果我们没有基督的话，我们也没有。
So we should concern ourselves essentially with the kingdom of God, the eternal kingdom of God.
所以对我们来讲，我们要观测的就是这个将来的天国。
And that's why we should be seeking it first in our life. Being here is the most important thing you'll do all week.
所以为什么我们要先寻求他的国？
So these are just some of the things that we learn from Jesus' last appearance to his disciples.
所以这些都是耶稣在最后显现的所教导我们的事。
But secondly, what do we learn from the last instruction of Jesus to his disciples?
那第二点说，耶稣就是在没有升天之前说了什么话呢？
Verse 5, he tells them to wait for the baptism of the Holy Spirit. Just read verse 5 for us.
第五节这样说，约瑟是用水施洗，但不多几日你们要受圣灵的洗。
Now this promise is fulfilled at Pentecost. That's in the next chapter, so you want to read ahead.
所以呢，这里怎么样圣灵的洗呢？你看第二章就会讲。
And what happens is that the Holy Spirit is poured out upon the disciples in tongues like fire.
就是讲到这个圣灵降到每个人的头上，像火这样降下来。
And this fulfilled what John the Baptist predicted about Jesus baptizing with fire.
这个就是施洗约翰预言到将来这个救主要用圣灵跟你们施洗。
And this was the birth of the church or of God's people.
这个就是教会的开始。
You see, in the Old Testament, the Holy Spirit was poured out on individuals.
在旧约里面，我们看见圣灵呢，就是在某个人身上降下。
But now here, God pours out the Holy Spirit on all of His people.
但是在末期的时候，这个圣灵是降下给所有的人。
So now we're not waiting for the Holy Spirit to come as they were told to wait.
所以呢，就说他们就是耶稣教导他们要在哪里等圣灵。
No, we already have the Holy Spirit the moment that we believe.
但是我们现在的人呢，我们已经有圣灵在我们心里。
So what we're told to do is to walk with the Holy Spirit.
我们要与圣灵同行。
To keep in step with the Holy Spirit.
我们要听圣灵的旨意。
To pray in the Holy Spirit.
我们要在祷告中。
To be filled with the Holy Spirit.
我们要被圣灵充满。
Because He will give us the power to overcome our sin nature.
因为圣灵可以帮助我们去跟肉体征战。
And follow His direction in our lives.
使得我们可以好好去跟随神。
You know, I love to listen to instrumental music.
我很喜欢听这些乐器的音乐。
And I can listen to it all day.
我可以一天到晚都在听。
But I have a problem.
但是我有个问题。
I can't play a single note.
我什么乐器都不会。
This is not the way that we Christians should be.
这个不是基督徒该做的事。
We don't just come here and hear the truth of God and not practice it.
我们不是哦，来到这里听神的话非常好，但是从来不去用出来的。
We don't just admire the teachings of Jesus, we also learn to do it ourselves.
我们也不是说哎呀，很崇拜这个教导， 但是我们自己都就是不会这样做的。
We don't just preach about righteousness.
我们也不会就是只是讲到，哎呀，这个公义非常好。
We strive to be righteous.
我们要努力去怎么样。
These are all the signs of the filling of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵在我们生命里面所活出的。
And this is what we learn from the last instruction of Jesus.
这个就是耶稣在他升天之前所教导的。
That we are now indwelled with His Spirit.
我们要被圣灵充满。
Thirdly, what we learn from the last answer of Jesus to His disciples' last question.
然后呢，第三点就讲到耶稣的怎么样回答这个门徒的问题。
So this is verse 6 and 7.
第六节、第七节，我们可以一起念吗？一、二、三，第六节，他们聚集的时候，问耶稣说：“主啊，你复兴以色列国，就在这时候吗？”耶稣对他们说：“不凭着自己的权柄所定的日期，不是你们可以知道的。”
So I thought the first thing we should learn from this is that there's things that we Christians can't know.
就是有些东西是我们基督徒不可以知道的。
And one of those things is when the Lord will restore His kingdom to Israel.
就是你复兴我们的时候是什么时间
？In other words, we can't know when the Lord is going to return.
就说我们没有一个人知道耶稣什么时间再来。
You see, the disciples thought that Jesus would establish an earthly kingdom.
这些的使徒们以为耶稣在地上要建立他的王国。
And they would be put in charge of it.
然后他们会管理这个王国。
So they're still thinking about the Jewish nation at this time.
所以他们在想的是复兴以色列国。
They want to break free from Rome and have their own king.
他们就会从罗马政府就是可以打败他们 就建立一个以色列国。
They still don't understand that Jesus is the king of heaven.
明白耶稣就是天上的国。
And his kingdom is a spiritual kingdom.
他的国是一个属灵的国。
And perhaps this is another caution to us about political involvement.
所以对我们来讲，这个是警告我们关于地上的政治不同的国度。
We shouldn't unite with the state because we can get into trouble when we do that. And we see that, they were praying in the English service today.
就是我们小心着政教合一，这个是很危险的。
They were praying for the native Indians, right? Because of the abuses that went on up north.
刚刚这个英文堂他们为到这个就是这里的民众，就说因为他们受到性侵犯了，所以他们很多的怨言啊，这些东西。
This is what can happen when Christians unite with the state. We have to be careful of that.
当政治跟宗教合一的时候，带来很多的破坏的。
Another lesson is that we mustn't waste time speculating about the Lord's return.
而且我们要小心，究竟我们不要猜测耶稣什么时间回来。
If there's one thing that we've proven through the centuries as Christians,
就是在不同的时代的人都这样想。
Is that what Jesus says here? It's not for us to know the times and the seasons.
但是耶稣教导说，你们不要去猜测我什么时间回来。
It's not for us to know when the Lord is going to return.
我们不知道他什么时间会再来。
But sadly, through the centuries, many people have tried to make predictions about this.
但是我们知道，在不同的时代，很多人都在猜耶稣是不是现在回来。
In fact, you know, I really expected the Lord to come in the last century.
你知道我自己的想法，我一直都相信耶稣上个世纪已经回来，就是会回来。
Surely the Lord will come before the end of the century.
哎呀，这个十九世纪的时候，耶稣应该会回来。
And of course, it didn't happen.
但是耶稣没有回来。
And of course, in this century, you guys will be probably thinking it's going to come in this century.
然后我们也现在我们的人也猜了，二十世纪应该耶稣会回来吧。
And he may come. I hope he does. Come quickly, Lord. Right?
我都希望他快来。
But it's not for us to know that.
但是对我们来讲，我们是不可以知道的。
Jesus himself even said that he didn't know the time of the second coming.
连耶稣说他连子都不知道将来耶稣什么时间回来。
So let's learn from Jesus here that the future belongs to the Lord.
所以我们要知道，是说我们的将来是在神手里。
Let's leave it with him.
我们就是 交给他。
Fourthly, what do we learn from the last promise of Jesus to his disciples?
第四点就是耶稣对门徒有什么应许呢？
This is verse 8, that they will receive power. Verse 8.
第八节，我们一起念第八节。但圣灵降临在你们身上，你们就得着能力，并要在耶路撒冷、犹太全地和撒玛利亚，直到地极，做我的见证。
So this is what Jesus called the baptism of the Holy Spirit.
这里讲到圣灵是跟他们受洗。
And we know what baptism means, right? It means to be dipped into or covered over.
这个受洗的意思就是给就是整个人都放在里面。
So just as John baptized in water, just so that Jesus will baptize with the Holy Spirit. He will baptize his disciples into his power.
像施洗约翰用水在约旦河和跟人家受洗，但是将来圣灵要来，就是耶稣要用圣灵来跟人家受洗。
So what kind of power did he give them?
然后耶稣给了他们什么能力呢？
Well, he didn't give them the power of bombs and bullets.
他没有给他们炸弹啊，给他们子弹啊。
He didn't give them intellectual power.
他也没有给他们伟大的智慧。
He didn't give them political power.
他也没有给他们政治上面的权利。
No, he gave them charismatic power.
他们给他们是被圣灵充满这个能力。
The power to do miracles, signs, and wonders.
就是去行奇事啊，神迹啊，改变他们。
And if you read on into chapter 2, you'll see how astounding this power was.
当我们去继续看使徒行传的时候，哇，这个能力是不得了的。
Thousands and thousands of people came to Jesus Christ in just one day. They were such powerful preachers.
哇，就是这个讲道一讲就几千人，几千人信主。
And because of it, the gospel spread throughout the whole human, the whole Roman Empire.
我们就看见当时这些信徒就是到处的，就是去了，然后很多很多人信主。
It was like, you know, dropping a pebble in a pond.
就是像涟漪这样。
It's just a tiny pebble, but then the ripples go out further and further and further.
就是一个一个圈就一级往外去了。
That's the power of the Holy Spirit.
这个就是圣灵的能力。
And notice what it says, they became witnesses.
他们成为见证人。
It doesn't say that they will be witnesses, but they became witnesses.
这里不是说他们就是希望他们成为见证人。
Because they,
他们就是见证人。
They'd seen what Jesus, they'd seen him alive, they'd seen him dead, they'd seen him risen from the dead.
因为他们亲眼的看见耶稣被处死了，然后怎么样的埋葬复活。
And so they preach very powerfully and convince people to turn to the Lord by the power of the Spirit.
所以他们充满圣灵的能力去见证他们所见到的东西。
This is because they were empowered mightily by the Holy Spirit as Jesus promised.
所以这个圣灵的大能充满他们的心。
And the testimony was so powerful that it reached even to us.
就是这个见证大有能力到今天我们都感受到。
We're here today and reading this today because someone told us about Jesus Christ crucified and risen.
所以这个大能改变了我们，使到我们今天也听到这个好消息，我们生命得到改变。
And the Holy Spirit used that person's testimony to open our hearts.
这个圣灵就是用人家的见证，这个消息改变我们生命。
Now our hearts are open, so he can use us to go and help open the hearts of other people.
所以我们有这个听到这个福音之后，我们也愿意将这福音分享。
And this continues to be our mission as a church.
所以这个也是教会我们神所差给我们的使命。
To spread the gospel to our neighborhood and out beyond our neighborhood, even to the whole world.
就是将这个使命带到全世界，直到地极。
And we know it works because it worked in our own hearts, don't we?
我们知道这个是实在的东西，因为它改变我们，也可以改变别人。
The Lord saved us and changed us.
他救了我们，改变我们。
And so we can be confident that when we preach the gospel, that other lives will be reached and changed as well.
所以当我们将这个好消息传出去的时候，其他生命也被感染，也明白，也接受。
So this is the last promise of Jesus to his disciples.
这个就是耶稣给这些使徒的一个应许。
And then we learn about the last sight that the disciples had of Jesus. This is verses 9 to 11.
就是最后讲到耶稣，他们看见的耶稣是怎么样的？第9
to
11，九到十一节，我们可以一起念九到十一节。说了这话，他们正看的时候，就被取上去，有的云彩把他接去，便看不见他了。当他往上去，他们定睛望天的时候，忽然有两个人身穿白衣站在旁边说：“加利利人啊，你们为什么站着望天呢？这离开你们被施恩的耶稣，你们见他怎样往天上去，也不要怎样来。”
So they saw Jesus being taken up into the cloud, into the spiritual world, as it were.
他们看见这个云彩接耶稣上去。
And this is what we call the ascension.
我们说说升天。
And this marked the end of the 40 days of Jesus' physical appearances here on earth.
这升天就是40天之后所发生的事。
And now the Lord Jesus is in heaven interceding for us.
现在耶稣在天上为我们祈求。
So as we preach the gospel, he's praying for us, and he's pleading for us, and he's getting the help of God for us.
所以当我们在地上过活去服侍他的时候，神给我们能力帮助我们去好好去侍奉他，因为他在神的右边在替我们祈求。
But one day, he will return in the same way that he left.
有一天他要再来在我们中间来接我们。
Miraculously,
就是很奇妙的。
Physically,
就是这肉体来到。
And visibly,
真的我们眼睛可以看见。
Jesus said that it was advantageous for him to go away.
所以对耶稣说他离开是很重要的。
Because if Jesus had not ascended, we wouldn't have had the Holy Spirit with us now.
如果耶稣没有升天，我们就没有圣灵。
And without the Holy Spirit, we'd have no power to preach the gospel so that people would believe.
没有圣灵的话，我们传福音就没有力量。
You see, the Lord has not given us any other power except spiritual power.
神给我们的这个属灵的这个力量。
We can't use bombs and bullets.
我们可以用炸弹去强迫人。
We can't use a political system.
我们不可以用政治的手段去改变人。
We can't unite with the state.
我们不可以跟政府合一。
All we have is love and persuasion to help people to know the truth, and that's what the Holy Spirit will use.
因为我们用的是爱，将这个真理，将神的话告诉他们，使他们改变。
So let me conclude here.
最后我们总结是。
We build our Christian lives on the teachings of Jesus Christ.
我们的基督徒的生活就是用建立在神的教导。
As they've been passed on to us by the Spirit through the apostles.
因为神的话给了使徒，然后传给我们。
Because of this, we try not to wander far away from the Word of God.
所以我们的教导不可以离开神的话语。
We anchor our lives in the teachings of Jesus Christ as revealed by the Holy Spirit in this Word.
因为神的话，神用他的话，圣灵在里面工作来，用他的话来改变我们。
And as we understand these truths,
当我们明白神的话的时候，
as we trust in them,
当我们相信，
as we apply them to our lives,
当我们将神的话用在我们身上，
so they will transform us spiritually.
他会改变我们整个的人生。
And one of the things that they will do, they will humble us.
第一样他要我们做的就是使到我们谦卑。
They'll stop us being like the disciples who thought they could rule the world. No, that's not the purpose of being a Christian.
改变这个使徒，以前他们以为用自己的办法去就是成为这个耶稣的左右手。
Our purpose is to obey the Lord until he returns.
我们就是要服从神去等候他再来。
And so we patiently work for him until he fulfills his own will.
所以我们在世上去服侍他，好叫我们的生命可以给他用。
In the meantime, we don't speculate about when he might return. We get busy.
然后在这个时候呢，我们不再猜测耶稣什么时间回来。
And if we all do a little service for the Lord, you'll be surprised how much the Lord can do in this world.
如果我们每个人就侍奉在我们的岗位上面，怎么样去侍奉的话，我们很。 会发现哎，整体就会非常好的一起去
生。That's one of the things that's really encouraged us, right? We've seen how so many of you are serving the Lord. It's really wonderful.
我们过来这边，我很高兴看见很多的弟兄姊妹非常热心的去侍奉神。
It's as we are working together.
就是我们可以同心合意的去侍奉。
Then we can seek those who are lost and hopeless, like we once were.
我们就去可以去寻找这些还不认识耶稣的人，知道他们的改变像我们一样。
And we can offer them this free gift of eternal life if they'll only believe.
然后可以将这个耶稣的这个救恩这个美好的礼物送给他。
This is the work of the Holy Spirit, building the Church of Christ through us.
所以圣灵的工作就是用我们生命去侍奉他，去见证他。
Now last week, I don't know whether you noticed, but they went to the English service, but my friends were staying with us.
不知道你们知不知道，上周呢，我们有一对夫妻就是来到教会敬拜神。住在我们家。
They stayed for 2 weeks, Keith and Sharon Grant.
就是他们两个人，就是 Keith 跟 Sharon, 他们夫妻两个。
I met him in seminary.
我是在神学院里面认识他们。
And we've been friends ever since.
然后我们就是那么多年就是都是好朋友。
Well, he came all the way down from Northern Ontario, 2 days drive.
然后他是从这个安省的安省的西北很远的开车要开2天的。
And he came to do an evangelism course.
你知道吗？他来这里是要学这个三福。
Now, Keith,was a pastor and he's 71 years old.
Keith, 我这个朋友已经71岁了，而且他是一个牧师，牧养很多年。
But he still wants to do evangelism. He still knows that the Holy Spirit will use people as we share the gospel.
但是他还没有离开他爱这个传福音的心智。他说我知道圣灵可以用我去传这个福音。
Well, there were 7 students taking this course.
在三福的培训里面，当时有7学生。
And they learned to share the gospel, and then for 2 nights they went out and visited some people.
然后在培训的过程里面，他们用了2晚上出去外面传福音。
They visited 11 people.
他们就是去探了11人。
And can you believe it? 7 people professed faith in Jesus Christ. Of those 11, 7 professed faith.
你想象吗？看了11人，就里面才11人啊，就有7人信耶稣了。
I said to Keith, I said, "Wow, Keith, 7 people coming to Jesus Christ—that's more than many churches experience in a whole year."
我就跟我的朋友说 ，Keith 啊，哇，你们才出去2晚上，就已经迎娶了7人，就是说要信耶稣。好多的教会一年里面都没有7人信主啊。
Well, this is what happens when we go out with the gospel.
所以当我们去传神的福音的时候，这个就是神的能力。
The Holy Spirit goes with us.
这个神的能力与我们同在。
So let's not be gazing up into heaven.
所以是让我们不再去只是仰望耶稣升天了。
Rather, let's be reaching people together here on this earth.
乃是我们在世上用神所给我们的能力圣灵去传他的好消息。
This is our purpose as a church.
这个就是教会的目的。
To declare Christ's death and resurrection until he returns and restores the kingdom.
讲到耶稣的怎么样就是死，然后从死里复活，他的王国要来到世上。
So let's just pray together.
我们一起低头祷告。
Our Heavenly Father,
我们在天上的父
Lord, we thank you for your Holy Spirit.
我们感谢你给我们圣灵
For he is the one who has regenerated us and given us a new life.
因为这个圣灵改变我们充满我们
And he is the one who works in our hearts, humbling us each day.
使到我们可以谦卑去服侍他
Teaching us how to live for you.
帮助我们怎么样去侍奉你
Lord, we pray that you would fill us with your Holy Spirit.
恳求神的圣灵与我们同在
so that we will be able to reach out to others.
使到我们可以带着你的能力去改变
In order to do this, we know we need your power.
我们知道圣灵是你的能力
And so we thank you that Pentecost shows us when this power was granted to the church.
所以我们五旬节告诉我们圣灵降临在人的中间
And we thank you that we can go out and try to reach our friends, our relatives, even strangers confidently knowing that you will go with us.
直到我们确定的这个圣灵与我们同在，你的大能在中间，在人的心里面都中间运行改变人。
We pray together in Jesus' name.
我们这样祷告是奉主耶稣基督名求。
Amen. Amen. Amen.